Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Kuf Yud Beis. We left off Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Today we're going to finish the 13th Perek of Maseches Zavachim, and the concluding Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if you have a chatas and you are makabel the dam chatas in two kosos. And you put one of the kosos of blood inside and one of the kosos of blood on a mizbeach outside. Are you going to be chayev or not? So we'll see. It depends on the sequence. It depends where you put them. And then the Mishnah talks about what happens if you have two chatos. And the reason that you would have two chatos is you were mafresh a chatos, the chatos got lost, then you were mafresh a replacement chatos, and then you offer also one of them inside, one of them outside. Are you going to be chayev or not? Again, continuing the discussion and the theme of halas chutz. That discussion in the Gemara is going to take us to the end of the perek on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and then on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we're going to get to a Mishnah, which is a very, very long Mishnah, which is actually going to take us through the entirety of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, goes on to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if, forgetting about putting a part of a karbon on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, what happens if you burn the Parah Aduma outside the spot where it's supposed to be burned? There was a certain spot where the Parah Aduma was supposed to be burned. You go ahead, you burn it in the wrong spot, or you offer up a couple of other different type of animals. So are you going to be chayiv or not? Then the Mishnah is going to segue into a lengthy discussion of the various stages in history, in Jewish history, from the time of the Midbar up until the time of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, sort of hitting on the head a topic that we've been dancing around for the past couple of weeks, which is, when was it actually mutter to bring karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash? We're talking about now, b'shas Isser Abamos, is there a chiyuv, and there is a chiyuv, of zvicha and halah b'chut to do any of this outside of the Beis HaMikdash? But the Mishnah is going to walk through the various periods in history when there was a Mishkan, where the Mishkan was, what the halacha was, l'gabe achilas kachay kachim, during those times, what the halacha was, l'gabe achilas kachim kalim, whether bamos were mutter, bamos were us, or some halachas of bamos. It's a very, very long Mishnah that hopefully we'll get to conclude by the end of today's shiur. But before we do that, we have to finish the topic of halachas chutz. So again, the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says as follows. Chatas shekibel dama bekos echad. If you have a chatas where you accepted the dam chatas in one kos, so you have the entirety of the blood of the chatas in a single kos, nasan b'chutz v'chazar v'nasan b'fnim. So what you do is you take the blood of the chatas, which is all in one kos, first you make an application outside, and then you go and you make an application inside. And of course, we've seen already that you're chayiv not only for shechita b'chutz, not only for halah b'chutz, you're also chayiv for zrika b'chutz. So if you put one outside and one inside, or bifnim v'chazar v'nasan b'chutz, or if you put some of the blood inside and then you put some of the blood outside, chayiv, why? Shekula roi bifnim, because it's all roi to be brought inside. And Rashi says that the first part of the Mishnah is obviously unnecessary, because the first part of the Mishnah was you accept the blood of the chatas, you put some of the blood outside and some of the blood inside. So of course you're going to be chayiv for putting some of the blood outside, because we just said you're chayiv for putting the blood outside. Rashi says the chiddush is in the second part of the Mishnah, where it said that you have all the blood of the chatas in a single cup, you put some of the blood inside, and then you put some of the blood outside. So, ma'al detema, I would have thought that you're potter for putting the blood outside, because what's left in the cup is shirayim, it's the leftover of the blood, because you already made the application inside. Kamash Milan, this Mishnah holds like Rav Nechemya, we saw yesterday that shirayim is ma'akev. Now, kibul dama b'shtei kosos. Let's say now you are makabel the dam in two different cups. So, nosan shneim bifneim potter. Again, this is kedinosva. This is no reason to teach me. If I put both of them inside, I'm potter because I'm putting it in the right way. Shneim b'chutz chayiv. However, if I put both of them outside, then I am chayiv on both of them. And Rashi says that if the guy has a helam of yediya, that if the guy does it without realizing that it's also, then he's going to be chayav one chatas. let's say if the guy then realizes, oh my, what did I do? I put the blood outside and that's an iser. And then he goes again and forgets and puts the blood outside, he's going to be chayev twice. Now, echad bifnim vechad b'chutz, if he puts one inside first and then the second one outside, then he's going to be pater. Why? And Rashi points out that even according to Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that shirayim are ma'akev, once you put one of the bloods in the cup, one of the cups of blood inside, even Rabbi Nechemiah would agree that you're going to be pater for putting the second cup of blood outside, because this is not called shirayim, this is working with a concept, says Rashi, of dichui, that once you put one of the cups of blood inside, it's actually doche, it renders ineligible the second cup of blood, and therefore even Rabbi Nechemiah would agree that you're going to be pater for that. However, echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, chayev alachitzon, if you put one of the bloods outside, the first blood outside, then it's going to be, you're going to be chayev, because that's no longer considered dichui, because that's the first one that you're putting out. And then the Mishnah says, interesting, vapnimi mechaper, and the second one is mechaper. In other words, so I put one of the bloods outside, I'm going to be chayev for that. Now I go and I put the second course of blood inside, says Rashi, the pnimi is mechaper. Why? Because it's not considered dichui, it's not considered that it was nidcha because of the outside one, because the outside one wasn't a valid zrika. I'm chayev, but it wasn't a valid zrika, and therefore if I go inside and do it, then it's going to be mechaper. Says the Mishnah, lama davar doma. So what is this parallel to? Lamafresh chatoso v'avda. If a person is mafresh a korban chatos, and then he loses it, vifresh acheres tachtea, then he's mafresh another animal in place of the first one, v'achakach nimtza sarishona, and then after that, so the first one is found. So now he has two animals that were designated as a chatos, v'reshteyem omdos, and the two of them are standing in front of him. Now, shachat shteyem bifnim, potter. If you shech both of them inside, you're going to be potter, obviously, because you're shechting it in the right place. Shteyem b'chutz, chayev. However, if you shecht both of them outside, then you're going to be chayev. Rashi says you're chayev on both. Why? You're chayev on both because at the time that you're shechting them outside, either one of them is fit to be brought as the karban chatas. Now, echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz pater. If you first shecht one inside and then shecht one outside, you're going to be pater. Why? Because when you shecht it inside, the bialim is mechaper with the chatas. And then the second animal is considered a chata shekipru ba'alea, and a chata shekipru ba'alea is lemisa azla, it goes lemisa, it's put to death, it's not fit for a karban. So when you've already gotten a kapara inside, and now you're shechting this animal outside, it turns out that what you're shechting outside is not really a valid karban chatas. Therefore, you're going to be putter if you do it outside. Now, echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, if you shecht one of them outside and one of them inside, chayev al chitzoni, you're chayev on the chitzon, because it was a halos chutz, it was a shchitas chutz, v'apnim is mechaperes, and the second one is mechaper. Why? The second one is mechaper. It's not considered a chata shekipru balea, because you didn't get a kapara when you did the one outside. So it's the same parallel, the same halachas that apply if I have two cups of blood of the chatas apply when I have two animals of the chatas. Kishem shedama poter es pesara, that when, just like the dam paters the basar, kachi poteres es basar chavrata, so too it paters the blood of its friend. What in the world does that mean? So Rashi says, we're talking about patering from Ila. So kashem shadama poter basara, the last Rashi on the page, minam Ila, the zrikas dam, motziya basar, kache kache, minam Ila, that once you're zorik the blood, the meat becomes mutter for use, to yeheba shas eter lekohanim, kachi poteres es basar chavrata, afal pisha posla, it's talking about the situation, says Rashi. Now we're going back where you shechted both of them inside. So Rashi says that what we're talking about is when you have both of the animals that you're shechting inside, you're going to be putter because either one of them was fit for a chatas. So Rashi says that when you're zorek the blood of one of them, not only does the blood matir the basar of that animal, it's matir also the other animal as well. We'll see why. So says the Gemara, flipping over to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Bishlama b'chutz v'chazar b'nasa mifnim. I understand that if you first put the blood outside and then you put the blood inside, shekulu roi lios bifnim, because it's all roi to be placed inside. Aval b'fneim ve'elam b'chutz. Now we're talking about the first case of the Mishnah where you had all the blood in one cup. So if you put the blood outside and then you put the blood inside, or if you put the blood outside and then you put the blood inside, then you're going to be chayiv because it was all right to be placed inside. Aval b'fneim ve'elam b'chutz shirayim nenu. But if you first put it inside and then you put the blood outside, why are you chayiv? This is Shirayim, and the Havamina of the Mishnah is that Shirayim is not Ma'akev. So the Gemara tells us what Rashi foreshadowed on the Mishnah, which is Hamani Rav Nechemiah. Oh, so we're talking about the Sheet of Rav Nechemiah, Domer Shirayim Adam, Shekrivim Bechutz, Chayev. Well, Rav Nechemiah holds Shirayim is Ma'akev. Says the Gemara, E Rav Nechemiah, if we're dealing with a Sheet of Rav Nechemiah, Ema Seifa. So let's look at what the Seifa says. Kibel Dama B'shtei Kosos, if you were Makabel the Dam with two cups, Nosan Shneim Bifneim Potter. If you put both of them inside, you're going to be Potter. Shneim Bechutz Chayev. Shneim Bechutz Chayev. Now here's the punchline. Echad Bifneim Vechad Bechutz Potter. If you put one of them inside, one of them outside, you're going to be Potter. Aye, says the Gemara of Amar of Nechemiah, Shurei Adam Shekrivam Bechutz Chayev. I thought that you told me that Shirayim is Chayev. So again, Rashi on the Mishnah foreshadowed what the Gemara was going to say. The Rashi taught us that this isn't the concept of Shirayim. This is the concept of dichoy. And now here's where he knows it, because it says in the Gemara, Seifa asan l'tanakama. By the Seifa, we come to the sheet of the Tanakama to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, the Tanakama of Lazar Reb Shimon, the Amar, kos ose dichoy l'chavero. That where you have two kosos, the second cup is not considered to be shirayim of the first cup. And in a kanami, shirayim is ma'akev. But if you have two separate kosos, then, once you put the first cup on the Mizbeach, the second cup actually is Nidche. The second cup actually becomes Dichui. So the Mefarshim explain that you've already done the Maisa Zrika with one cup, and therefore, Lagabe, the second cup, you've already done the whole Maisa with the cup. You've already used up all the blood in the cup. The second cup is not considered Shirayim. It's not literally leftover of the blood that you sprinkled on the Mizbeach. You already sprinkled all that blood on the Mizbeach. Rather, the second cup is considered to be separate blood. And once you've already done the mitzvah, once you've already done the Zrika, already that second cup is Nidche. So that's a concept of Dichoy. Okay, so that's the explanation of the first clauses of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is bothered by the mushal that we gave. So we had the case of the two cups of blood of the Chatas, and then we said, Lamadar, so you told me what happens if I do both inside, both outside, one outside, the different orders. And then we said, Lamadar Redoma, what's this like? It's like if I separate one animal for a Chatas, and then I lose the animal, so I separate a second animal, and now I have both of them. So if I do both inside, I'm Potter, both outside, you know. Similar. So says the Gemara, Lamadar Vadome, Lamafresh Chatoso, Viavda, Vifresh Acheres Tachtea, Viachachach Nimte Sarishona. So Lamadar Vadome, Lamali. So what exactly do we need this Vashal for? And I get it. I understand what the halacha is, Lagabe Kosos of Dam. And you're telling me that these halachos parallel the halachos of what would happen if I was Mafresh an animal. And then I took another animal, then I designated another animal in place of it because I lost it. But why is the mushal necessary? What do I learn from the mushal? So says the Gemara, Hamani, Rebbe, this is Rebbe, Damar Avuda Bashas Hafrasha Mesa. That Rebbe says that Avuda Bashas Hafrasha Mesa. And what does that mean? So says Rashi. So Rashi says like this, B'Maseches Temura, that in the Maseches Temura we learn that Avuda B'Shas Hafrasha Mesa, that if it was lost in the time of Hafrasha, then that Chatas is put to death. Kechata Shekipru Balea. The Kaimelon Da'azla L'Misa. Afilu Lo'isa Rishon Avuda B'Shas Shemechaper B'Shnia. Even if the first one was found immediately after the second one was designated, and it was only lost during the time of Afrasha, Ela Bashas Afrasha, Umeshehifr Zhu Tachtea, Nimses Chayem Eslan Ba Dimnes Chaper Bechon Mayam Shnia Mesa. Ah, so the Chiddush, says Rashi, is that when we talk about Chatas Shekipru Balea, it doesn't only mean a Chatas that was lost, that was MIA, at the time that the guys actually Mechaper through the other Chatas. It means that if you designate a chatas, then you lose the chatas. While you designated the chatas, while the chatas is lost, rather, you designate a replacement chatas. then the chatas is found. So it's here now when I'm shechting the replacement animal. Now I shech the replacement animal. The shita is that that's still considered to be chata shekipru balel, and it's azla lamisa. So that's the shita of Rebbe. And back in the Gemara, v'hachi kamar. And here's the reason. Taima de avda. The reason that we consider one of these animals to be meaningless. Let's say, for example, in the case where we had two animals, if I shecht one of them inside and one of them outside. So the one of them inside is going to be good. And then the one outside, I'm not going to be chaya for because we said it was a chata shekipru balea, and a chata shekipru balea is lemisazla. So what I've done outside is meaningless. That's only if it was avuda b'shas hafrasha. That's only if the second animal was there only because the first one was lost. Ha'hifrishte chatos lachrayus. However, if I was mafresh two chatos, not because I lost one of them, but I was mafresh them lachrayus, I said, you know what, I'm a very absent-minded guy, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose the carbon. So in case something happens to one of the animals, I'm going to be mafresh initially two of the animals. That's not considered to be a chata shekipru balea. That's considered to be one of them is a chatas, and the second one is considered to be an ola. So chadu minayu meikara olahu, olahi, one of them is initially an ola, ukd ravuna marav, and like ravuna marav, the yomar ravuna marav, asham shenita ekleriya, an asham that has to be put to pasture and develop a mum, v'shachtu stam, and you shechted it stam, kosher la'ola. It's going to be kosher for an ola. Ah, so it would turn out that if I was mafresh tu chatos, initially lachrayas, I shechted one of the animals inside, and then one of the animals outside, I'm going to be chayiv if I go outside now. Why? Because the second animal is not considered to be a chata shekipru balea, which is lamisa, it's considered to be an ola. So what we've done now in the Gemara is we've said, if I designate two chatos, then the second one is valid as an ola, just like if I have an asham, and then I separated an asham, another asham in place of the first asham, there is no din of asham shekipru balea lamisa azla. The halacha is that halacha l'moshe misinai is shayach only for a chatas. The halacha by an asham is that a dira ache yistoiv, that you should put it to pasture until it develops a mum, then you sell it, and you buy karbanos l'kitzam izbeach. You buy karbanos olos nedava with the money. So the chiddush here in the Gemara is that, let's say if I skip the stage of selling it and buying olos with the money, if I stam shech this asham, which is no longer needed, l'shem ola, then it's going to be valid. So the Gemara drew a parallel between chatas and an ola. Just like by asham, the leftover is an ola, so too by chatas, the leftover is an ola. Says the Gemara, you obviously don't know too much about animals. Mi dami, hasam asham zachar, vi ola zachar. Of course the asham could be an ola, because the asham is a male animal, the ola is a male animal. Aval chatas nekevehi. But how can you tell me that I'm mafresh tu chatos, then the second one is going to go for an ola? A chatas is an akeva animal. An ola is a zachar animal. So how can it be that I'm mafresh two animals, one of them la'achrayas, that I could just use it as an ola? It's the wrong gender. So says the Gemara, not necessarily. Amravchia miustina, Sravchia miustina, which was the name of a place, says Basir Nasi. What type of chatas are we talking about? We're talking about the Seir Nasi, and Rashi says the Seir Nasi is a zachar. So we're talking about when we say a chatas that you are mafresh to one of them lachrayas, we're not talking about your regular run-of-the-mill chatas, which is in a keva. We're talking where you were mafresh a Seir Nasi, which is a zachar, and an extra animal. That extra animal is going to be considered an ola. Okay, hadron alach ha-shochet va-male. So we're done with Shchitas Chutz and Halos Chutz. Now the 14th parak begins. So paras hakatas, the para aduma, shesarfa chutz migita, that was burned outside of its pit. And the Gemara is going to explain where exactly and how exactly you burned it. V'chein sira mishtaleach shekriv b'chutz, or a sira mishtaleach, the sir la'azazel, from the Yom Kippur service, if you were makriv that outside, Potter, you're going to be Potter. Why? Shenemar ve'al Pesach o amoed lo eviu, that the Isser of Halos Chutz, the Isser of doing the service outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Vel Pesach Chol Hamoed Lo Hiviu Kol She'ein Roy Lo Vel Pesach Chol Hamoed In Chayav En Alav. The only time you're going to be chayav for doing something outside is if it would have been fit to do it inside. However, by these animals, by the Parah Aduma, it's never Roy Lo Vel Hamoed. There's no service of the Parah Aduma inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the place for it. The place for it is outside the Beis HaMikdash in its designated place. Similarly, the Seira Mishtaleach, the place for the Seira Mishtaleach is not inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not like you're doing something outside that should have been done inside. The Seira Mishtaleach is in fact sent out. And therefore, if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be putter. Rashi says that the Gemara is going to ask, of course the Seira Mishtaleach comes inside, because the Seira Mishtaleach and the Sir Lashem are both inside when you do the Gorolos, and then at that point, once the Lashem Goro lands on the Sir Lashem, then you do the whole Yom Kippur service with that. And once the Azazel Goro lands on the other, then you're going to send it out. But it's not that it's never fit to come to the Olam Moed, the Gemara is going to ask. It does come to the Olam Moed. So the Gemara will explain to us why you're putter here. Now, Haroveya Vanirva, an animal that was involved in an act of bestiality, Vamukza, or an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah, Vanevat, or an animal that was actually served as Avodah Zarah, Vyamechir, and the Mechir Kelev, Ve'ez, that was exchanged for a dog, Ve'esnan, and an animal that was used as payment for a prostitute, Va'kelayim, and an animal of Kelayim, Va'trefa, and a Trefa, Ve'yotzedofan, or an animal that was born by C-section, and all of these problems, except for a trefa, are psulim only by kachim. For example, there's nothing wrong with a C-section animal, but the problem is that it has to be merechem. The animal has to be born by natural birth in order to be fit for a karban. But if you bring any of these, all of these are psul b'kachim, shekrivim b'chutz, pater, your pater. Why? Shenemar lefnei mishkan Hashem. Kol she'ein roi lovel lefnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayav en alav. Anything that is not roi to be brought inside, you're not going to be chayav if you bring it outside. Balei mumin, if you have a bal mum, bein balei mumin kavuin, bein balei mumin overin, whether it's a passing mum, whether it's a permanent mum, shekrivim b'chutz, pater, if you bring them outside, you're going to be pater because a bal mum is not fit to be brought inside. Reb Shimon omer, balei mumin kavuin, pater, balei mumin overin, chayav belosase. Reb Shimon says, however, if you bring a bal mum kavua, you're going to be chayav. In other words, then you're going to be potter rather. But if you bring a bal mum over, then you're going to be over on a losase. That's the way the Bach changes. That's the way the Bach changes the girsa. Now torim shelo igiyuz manam, a tar which has to be 2 years old, which has not yet reached the age of two, uvnei yona she'avar zmanam, and bnei yona whose man passed already, because the Bnei Yonah have to be 1 year old. So let's say the Torah was not yet two, the Bnei Yonah were already two. She'ekrivan b'chutz, if you bring them outside, potter, you're going to be potter, because again, they're not fit to be used for a karban. One isn't old enough, the other one is too old. Rav Shimon Omar, Bnei Yonah shavar zmanam, potter. Now, I agree that a Ben Yonah, if a Ben Yonah that is already aged out, the Ben Yonah already became two, then you're going to be potter. However, v'torin shlo agiyaz manam below sasei. But what if I have a tar, what if I have the turtle dove that hasn't yet reached the age of two, so it's still 1 year old, and I bring it, then I'm going to violate a losase, says Rav Shimon. Why? Because it's considered to be a psul, it's considered to be a psul over. Because if I wait long enough, it's actually going to age in, because eventually it's going to become two, and therefore, since it's roi la'achar zman, there's a losase that applies, even though there is no chiyav kares. Osas v'no, if there's an animal that is not fit to be shechted because of osa v'espino, there's an isser of osa v'espino lo sishchatu b'yom echad, u'mechusr zman, or you have a mechusr zman, and then you're going to be potter, says the Mishnah. Says Rashi, what do we mean when we're talking about mechusr zman? So Rashi says, mechusr zman she'amarnu potter, bein shehu mechusr zman begufo, whether he's a mechusr zman himself, bein shehu mechusr zman bebailim, or whether it's a mechusr zman bebailim. In other words, whether the animal's a mechusr zman, whether the bailim is a mechusr zman, shelo egiya zman bailim lakriv karbonoseim. So for example, if you have a mitzora or a nazir or a yoledes who have to bring karbanos at certain stages of their purification process, you go and you bring this karban before the person is eligible to bring the karban, you're going to be pater for that. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, no, I raise up a losasei. It's the same thing. You're going to violate a losasei. Rav Shimon Omer, because Rav Shimon says, just like he held by the tar, that anything that is not roi right now, but will become roi simply on account of the passage of time, you're chayev lo saseh, but there is no kares. And the chachamim omrim, kol shein bakares, im b'lo saseh. The chachamim say, no, it's either all or nothing. If you're chayev kares, that means there's a lo saseh. If you're not chayev kares, that means there is no lo saseh. So the fact that it's going to become eligible later doesn't mean that I'm going to be chayev now if I bring it. Now, mechusar's man, so the mechusar's man that we're talking about, bein begufa, bein bebalav. We're talking about whether it's a mechusar's man in the karbon or a mechusar's man in the bailim. Ezeo mechusar's man bebailav. What's a mechusar's man bebailav? So, hazav, va'azava, va'yoledes, va'mitzora. If you have a zav or a zava or a yoledes or a mitzova, shekrivu chatasam yashamam bechutz, that they were not yet eligible to bring their karbanos as part of the purification process. If you brought their chatas and the yasham outside, then peturin, then they're going to be pater because they are not roi to be brought inside. Because a chatas and an yasham can only be brought as a chova, they cannot be brought as a nedava. These animals are not fit to be brought as a chova just yet because it's a mechusar zman. However, oloseim v'shlameim b'chutz chayavin. If you bring their karbanos ola or shlamim outside, then you're going to be chayav even though they're a mechusar zman. Why? Because an ola and a shlamim can be brought as a nedava. So you're going to be chayav because it's as if you're bringing these karbanos and nedava outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Hamala mi basar chatas, if a person is male from the basar of a chatas, mi basar asham from the basar of an asham, mi basar kachem kachem from the basar of kachem kachem, mi basar kachem kalim from the meat of kachem kalim. And by the way, the kachem kachem that we're talking about, Rashi explains, is kivsei atzeres. So why are we talking about the kachem kachem here as being kivsei atzeres? So the mefarshim explain, because we already specifically said chatas and an asham, and all of the other kachem kachem are kulo kalil, and the bailim don't have any tfisa in it. So says the Mishnah Vayter. So kachem kachem. So if you have the basar of the chatas and the basar of the asham, or the kachem kachem, or the basar of mikachem kalim, umoser omer, vishtei alechem, or if you put up the shtei alechem, velechem aponim, or the lechem aponim that was in the Beis HaMikdash every week, vishyarei minachos, or if you put up shiarei minachos, v'ayotzeik, or if a person pours oil on a mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'aposeis, or if he breaks the mincha apart, v'abolel, or if he mixes it, v'amolech, or if he salts it, v'amenef, or if he waves the mincha, va'megesh, or if he brings it near, va'masader es ha'shulchan, or if a person sets up a shulchan outside the Beis HaMikdash, va'metev es ha'neros, or if a person sets up the neros, va'komets, or if a person does the kmitza, va'makabal damim b'chutz, or if a person receives blood outside, pater. Then he's going to be pater, because the only things you're chaya for is either shchita or zrika or hala. That's going to be it. So says the Mishnah Vayter, ve'ein chayavin ala, and if you do any of this stuff inside, then lo mishum zarus, then you're not chayav because of zarus. In other words, if a non-kohen does any of this stuff, he's not going to be chayav because a zar is not allowed to do the avodah. But what the Mishnah is telling us is that doing these things is not considered to be an avoda. V'lo mishum tuma, and he's not chayev because of tuma. V'lo mishum mechusar begadim, nor is he chayev because of mechusar begadim. V'lo mishum shalal rachat yadayim v'raglayim, nor is he going to be chayev. Because of a lack of richas yadayim v'raglayim. And Rashi says over here that the reason that you're not chayev for any of this stuff is because kol hanach avodos hol v'yesh achareyam avoda, because these are all sort of predicate avodos that have another avoda that come after it. So for example, all of these avodos by the mincha, We're talking about only part of the avoda. Once you do all this stuff, then you actually have to do the komets, and you burn the komets, and then you do stuff with the mincha. So it's not a complete avoda by the atavas aneros. What do you do after the atavas aneros? You have to light the menorah. So all of this is considered to be an incomplete avoda. So whole v'yesha charem avoda ein zar chayev aleha, because there is an avoda that comes after it. The zar is not going to be chayev misa. K'damina perek rishon avoda smatana v'lo avoda siluk v'lo avoda siluk avoda tama v'lo avoda she'yesha charem avoda. So that's why you're not chayev mishum zarus, and you're also not chayev because of Tumah. Rashi points out that the Isser of Zaros and the Isser of Tumah is learned from the same Pasuk, and therefore the only time you're Chayav Mishum Tumah is when you would be Chayav Mishum Zaros, and the only time you're Chayav Mishum Zaros is when you have an Avodah Tama. Nor are you Chayav from a Chusar Begadim, and here Rashi says something very interesting. So the Inu Nami Kazar, because a Kohen who serves with Mechusar Begadim without the full amount of Begadim is considered to be a Zar, Bizman Shein Begdeyim Aleim Ein Kunasan Aleim. That because that this the halacha is that when the Kohanim are not wearing their begadim, they don't have the status of kahuna vavilu zarim, and they're considered to be zarim vachanafka achinafka labaperek sheni. And we already saw this many dafim ago. So says the Mishnah. Actually, before we go weiter, so there's an interesting machlokes about what Hatavas Haneros is. So Hatavas Haneros, Rashi says over here, is medashinus a menorah v'boker, that you sweep the ashes out of the menorah. So that's Rashi Shita. But the Ramban holds that Hatavas Haneros means preparing the menorah for lighting, meaning not sweeping out the old ashes from the wicks, but rather putting new oil into the menorah. And the Rashba holds that Hatavas Haneros is that Hatavas Haneros means both of these. It means clearing out the old ashes and putting in the new oil. So it turns out, according to some, that taking out the old ashes, is not necessarily Hatavas Haneros, but rather it's a hechsher mitzvah for the actual Hatavas Haneros. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to segue and take us through history. So Achala Ukama Mishkan, until the Mishkan was put up, Hayu Abamos Mutaros, Bamos were Mutar, Biavoda Bibachoros, and the Bechoros did the Avoda. So the Mefarshim point out one very big chiluk between the Bechoros doing the Avoda and Kohanim doing the Avoda. So Bechoros are allowed to be mochel on their kavod. In other words, the whole reason that the Bechoros did the Avoda is to give kavod to the Bechoros, but a Bechor is allowed to be mochel on his kavod. That's why Yaakov Avinu was able to do the Avoda, even though he bought the Bechor from Esav. Why was that transaction valid? Transaction was valid because the Bechor could be mochel on his Avoda. So if you're doing the Avoda as a simon of kavod, and the Bechor is mochel on his kavod, then fine, then another person could do it. However, a Kohen, the reason that a Kohen does the Avoda is not simply to give a kavod to the Kohen, it's because there's an affirmative mitzvah, because Baruch Hu said the Avoda can only be done through the Kohen, by the Kohen, so a Kohen cannot be mochel on that kavod, and the Kohen cannot voluntarily relinquish the right to do the Avoda and give it to a Zar. Okay, so that's before the Mishkan was put up. Bishukam HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was put up, Nesru HaBamos, the Bamos became Asur, Vavoda BeKohanim, and Avoda was done by Kohanim. Kachem Kachem Necholim Lefnim HaKolam, the Kachem Kachem were eaten inside the Mishkan, the Kachem Kalam B'Chol Machaneh Yisrael, and the Kachem Kalam were eaten throughout the entire Machaneh Yisrael. Bo the Gilgal, when they came to Gilgal, Huchwa Bamos, the Bamos became Mutter, Kachem Kachem Necholim Dimilaklam, the Kachem Kachem were eaten again in the Mishkan in Gilgal, the Kachem Kalim B'chol Makom, and the Kachem Kalim were eaten, the Kachem Kalim were eaten everywhere. The Kachem Kalim were eaten everywhere. And Rashi points out that it's on the top of the left column, the Kivan Shabbatlu Hadagalim, Vehain Ayuholchim, Machal Eretz, Lakavshav, Lohisa, Chaniosam, Sivis Amishkan, Butla, Kedushas Machane Yisrael. There was really no Kedushas Machane Yisrael because at that point, Klai Yisrael had just gotten into Eretz Yisrael and they were dispersed throughout the entire country trying to conquer it. So Kachem Kalim were allowed to be eaten everywhere. It's not like there was an area of secondary Kedusha. They were simply allowed to be eaten. So Bo Shiloh, when they came to Shiloh, Nesru Abamos, Abamos became Aser, V'lo Yesham Tikra. Now, the interesting fact about the Mishkan in Shiloh, we'll see in the Gemara, how we know this, is that there was no roof. Ella Beis Avanim Belvad, Milamatan, there was a stone floor, Vayarios Mimalan, and there were curtains up on top as a ceiling. V'hi Aysa Menucha, and Shiloh is what the Pasuk refers to as Menucha. Kachay Kachim Necholim Vimna Klam, Kachay Kachim were beaten inside the Mishkan Shiloh, V'kachim Kalim, V'maiser Sheni, B'chola Roa. Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni could be eaten in any place that could see the Mishkan of Shiloh. The Briska Rav is Medayin is Bechola Ro and Inyan and Machane Yisrael, that any place where you see Shiloh is Machane Yisrael, or is it a separate mitzvah, a separate Inyan, Lagabe Achilas Kachim. Rashi also points out, how come over here we mention Meiser Sheni, but when they came to Gilgal, it just talks about Kachim Kalim. It doesn't say Meiser Sheni. Rashi says the answer is because Meiser Sheni wasn't instituted until after the Yerusha, the Yeshiva. So long as they were still settling the land, there was no Meiser Sheni. Ay, boy, Lenov v'Givon, they came to Nov and Givon, Hutra Abamos, the Abamos became Mutter, Kachem, Kachem, Necholom of Nimna Kalam, the Kachem, Kachem were beaten inside, Kachem Kalam, Bechol Ari Yisrael. In all of the Ari Yisrael, Bo Yilu Yerushalayim, when they came to Yerushalayim, Nesra Abamos, this is in the Beis HaMikdash, Vloya Lem Heter, and there is no Heter anymore, V'hi Aysa Nachla, and that's the Nachla that the Psukim refer to. Kachem Kachem Necholom of Nimna Kalam, Kachem Kachem could be eaten inside the Beis HaMikdash, and Kachem Kalam of Meiser Sheni Lefnim Nachoma, and Kachem Kalam of Meiser Sheni is Lefnim Nachoma in all of the city of Yerushalayim, in the Ir Atika. Kala Kachem Shekdisha Meshas Isra Bamos. If you have Kachem that were sanctified, that were Huktash, at the time that Bamos were Usur, Vikrivan Beshas Isra Bamos, and you actually brought them outside when the Bamos were Usur, then Mibachutz, then Hare Elu Basay Velos Asay V'chayavan Ala Kares. Then there's an Isra Los Asay, and your Chayav Kares. Rashi says the Asay is Veviyam Lashem, the Los Asay is Losale, that we saw in the prior Perek, and your Chayav Kares, because it says Al Pesach Mol Moed Loi Viyu. Again, the sources that we saw in the last Perek. Now, at Tisha Meshas Hetera Bamos, what if when you were Makdish the Kachim, the Bamos were Mutter? Vekrivan Meshas Isra Bamos, but you didn't get around to bringing it outside Bechutz, but you didn't get it around to bringing outside until after the Bamos were Usur, Hareilu Ba'aseh Velo Saseh, Vein Chayev and Ala Kares. So over here, you're going to be Chayev Da'aseh and the Lo Saseh, but you're not going to be Chayev Kares. Why? Because what we saw in the prior Perek was the only time the Chi of Kares applies is when you do exactly what it said in the Pasuk, that you were sanctified it and you brought it, Bashas Isra Bamos. Hekdisha Bashas Isra Bamos, Regrivan Bashas Hetra Bamos. If you were Makdish it when the Bamos were Usur, you brought it when the Bamos were Mutter, Hare'elu Ba'aseh, Ve'em Ba'em Los Aseh. Over here, you're only Chayav on an Aseh. You're not going to be Chayav a Los Aseh. You're not going to be Chayav a Los Aseh because already Bamos were Mutter, but you still had a Chayav Aseh of Ve'evium at the time that you sanctified the carbon. Ve'elu Kachem Kraven B'mishkan, and these are the Kachem that would be brought in the Mishkan. Kachem Shukteshu L'mishkan, Karbanas Sibur, if a kachim that was hooked for the Mishkan, if it was Karbanas Sibur, Kraven B'Mishkan, V'Karbanas Hayachid B'Bama. So if you have a Karban Sibur, will be brought in the Mishkan, a Karban Yachid will be brought in the Bama. Karbanas Hayachid, Sheyukdash in the Mishkan, Yakriva B'Mishkan, a Karban Yachid that was hooked for the Mishkan will be brought in the Mishkan, V'Kriva B'Bama, Pater. But if you were bringing in the Bama, then you're going to be Pater, says Rashi. It's still usher to do it, because if you promise something to be brought in the Mishkan, and then you bring it in the Bama, what you've done is you violated your word, and he says it's a violation of Kasher Nadarta Tishmor Vaasisa. What's the difference between a Bamas Yachad and a Bamas Sibur? Smicha, Vashkita Safon, Umatan Saviv, that we have the mitzvah of smicha, of shkita in the north, and the matanos of blood around, Vitznufa, Vagasha, all that applies only an Bamas Sibur. Rav Yudomer, Ein Mincha Babama, that there is no mincha brought on a bama, that we've already seen previously. V'chiyon, and the halacha of kahuna, bigdei shares, v'kli shares, v'reich lichos, v'mechitza l'damim, and the idea of big of klisha reis, and the idea of big de kuna, and the idea of reach nichoach, and the idea of the chota sikra, where you have the line on the mizbeach, and some of the blood sprinkled above, some of the blood sprinkled below, richas yadayim v'raglayim, and all that applies only by a bama gedola, aval azman va'anosar va'tameh shavin zebazeh. However, if the Isser of Chutz Lizman, or the Isser of Noser, or the Isser of Atame working on a Bama, they apply in both a Bama Gedola and also a Bama Ketana. So we'll leave off over here. We'll pick up with the Gemara, God willing, tomorrow.